listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. How are districts of the LCMS reaching potential new Lutheran teachers? We'll talk with district leaders from Missouri and Nebraska to learn about their efforts to engage candidates for Lutheran teacher colloquy programs on this Set Apart to Serve episode. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul at csp.org. Joining me today, Josh Swartz, Education Executive for the Missouri District of the LCMS. Welcome back to The Coffee Hour, Josh.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here as always.
And Bob Ziegler, Education Executive for the Nebraska District of the LCMS. Welcome to The Coffee Hour, Bob.
Thank you, Sarah. Good to be here.
So we're going to talk about Lutheran education today and what it takes to recruit Lutheran educators, a very interesting part of the Set Apart to Serve series that we've been talking about. We're talking about recruitment today in a big way, but first we're going to share a bit of both of your stories. Since we're talking education with education executives, let's talk about how both of you serve in your district. What does that look like to be an education executive in your district? Josh, let's start with you.
Sure. Well, I get to serve as a director of schools. Really what that means is I get the opportunity to serve schools. I serve schools in helping them go through an accreditation process, helping them with leadership development for their leaders, whether it's been in early childhood, elementary, middle school, or high school. I get the opportunity to help with professional development for educators to help work through challenges and blessings in serving. And then, of course, helping with programs like Most Scholars across our state here in Missouri. So it's a lot of what I get to do, spend a lot of time in traveling on the road and engaging leaders and educators across our district. A lot of fun.
Yeah, we've had you on a few times to talk about Most Scholars and how that really benefits students across the district.
Yes.
Bob, what about you? What does it look like for you to be an education executive in the Nebraska district?
So I do much of the same work that Josh does. In Nebraska, I'm considered the superintendent of our Lutheran schools. Early childhood centers, elementary, middle, high school. Blessed to be in the district with the Concordia University of Nebraska. Also, I serve as the youth executive, so I get to work with all the DCEs and the youth ministries as well.
Very good. So let's talk about why both of you are part of the education system in each of your districts. Why is Lutheran education important to you? How did you become interested in Lutheran education to the point where you are today, Bob?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong Lutheran, born and raised at St. John Lutheran in Chaska, Minnesota. Also Mayer Lutheran High School in Minnesota. My father served on a commission in the LCMS as a layperson. And when I was in college and was going to be going into the ministry, he said, I just served on a committee with higher education and I'd recommend you take a look at Concordia Seward. So I did and graduated then and have been blessed 45 years now to be leading our Lutheran schools.
Very good. Josh, what about you? How did you become interested in Lutheran education?
Well, slightly different path. I've always dreamed about being an educator. Then kind of going through, I had a full ride to the University of Cincinnati. So I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, attended St. Mark's Lutheran Church there. Didn't have a Lutheran school to attend, so I went through public school through there. Pastor was very instrumental. He said, I know you're looking at going into education. Why don't you go check out Concordia College in Ann Arbor, Michigan? So did that, fell in love with it, and fell in love with Lutheran education. So the rest is history. So I haven't done it as long as Bob. That is tremendous. Hats off to you, Bob. 45 years in Lutheran education. I have 26 years in Lutheran education, and I'm still enjoying every moment of it.
Yeah, what brings you joy being in education? I know, like any vocation, there are good days and bad days. There's joys and challenges that everyone has to face in whatever, however they're given to serve. What brings you joy in this vocation of teaching in Lutheran schools, Josh?
Oh my, fantastic question. For me, it's being able to see children light up when they get an answer, the joy that comes from that. It gives me goosebumps, Sarah, just sitting here kind of talking about it, seeing them learn something for the first time or accomplish something well, even when they go through trials, to be able to sit and pray with them and to walk alongside not only the child, but the parent through a tough situation and see God's hand work through their life. And now at my point in life, seeing how many of those children that I've been blessed to be a part of turn around and come back, and then how they're raising their children in the fold. And then the humbling part, Sarah, is when they come back and say, "You really made a difference in my life." And I go, "I was just blessed to be a part of it." But it's, to me, it's, that gives me goosebumps just seeing children and families light up with joy and blessings. And even through the trials, to see how God works through their life is just, there's nothing like it in my viewpoint.
Bob, what about you? What brings you joy about being in Lutheran education?
Yeah, I think, you know, each and every day an opportunity to serve people, whether I'm serving my staff or the commission ministers or the families, the moms and the dads, and then, of course, the children, as they learn each and every day. And when we approach everything from a biblical worldview and we point them to Christ, you know that what you're doing is making a difference today. But as scripture reminds us, we're making a difference for eternity. So it doesn't get any better than that for a job description.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So both of you are education executives. That means you get to support the schools across both of your districts. How many schools do you support, and what does that support look like for both of your districts, Bob?
Yeah. So I have 65 schools, and so roughly 30 early childhood centers. So those range from infant care to four-year-olds. And then, of course, I've got the elementaries, which are K-5, K-8, depending on the community and the situation, another 30, and then roughly 5 Lutheran high schools as well. So different ages, ranges, different sizes and demographics. You know, I go from a school of 800 or so in Concordia, Omaha, and then I work out in North Platte with a school of 40, you know. And so the 1 and 2 room school up to the mega school. So it's quite a challenge to work within that environment. But I always use the phrase, you know, the names and faces change, but the people stay the same. And so general principles apply across the board and working with all those schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh, what about you?
So across the Missouri district, we have 103 schools, 52 of them are elementary, 10 are high school, and that leaves roughly 41 for early childhood. Lots, like Bob, lots of different sizes, everything from the 2 room to the mega schools of over 600 students. And it just the opportunity to travel around the state, to engage, to network them, to collaborate, to share joys, best practice, the opportunity to continue to impact others in the name of Christ is challenging work, but there's a lot of joy in that as well.
What are some of the different needs or challenges that that both of you mentioned? Small schools, large schools, different settings, different areas of the state. For both of you, what are some of the different challenges and needs that schools in some of those different environments face, Josh?
So it kind of ties in with the set apart to serve pilot, the teacher ad program, having quality teachers to be able to come in and to educate and impact those children is one of the challenges that face all the way across the board, across their state. And then there's other challenges, whether you're talking about from finances, how do we best support our workers and resource them, or in some of our cases right now, we have too many kids coming in, we need to do a capital campaign and expand. So there's good problems. We've got waiting lists and things for a lot of our Lutheran schools as well. So it ranges all over the place in working with them across the board. So it's just, what are their needs? What are their challenges? How can we come and walk alongside them and provide them resources and support and assistance?
Bob, what about you and your contacts? Are there other challenges that the Nebraska schools you see face?
I think those exact same challenges exist here in Nebraska. And, you know, when I think too of my 45 years of ministry, we're working with many different family dynamics than I did 45 years ago. My primary classrooms 45 years ago were the nuclear family. Grandma and grandpa were just down the road. There wasn't that great of mobility. And now when I look today, the ministry challenges for our workers is they're really educating not only the children in all the academic subjects and about Christ, but they're really witnessing to the family as well and assuring the family that whatever your current dynamic is, we're going to love on you and your kids because that's what Jesus would have us do. But it creates a challenge in skill sets. Most of our teachers grew up wanting to teach children, and they're really now teaching the family.
That is an interesting perspective to have, for sure, how that landscape has changed over the last 45 years that you've been able to teach in the classroom. We have more to talk about with the Teacher Ad Pilot Program with Set Apart to Serve right after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today. Back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I'm talking with Josh Swartz, Education Executive for the Missouri District of the LCMS, and Bob Ziegler, Education Executive for the Nebraska District of the LCMS. And we've been sharing stories about what Lutheran education looks like in both of their districts. Let's talk about why the LCMS cherishes her roster teachers. In both of your experiences serving in different contexts and different districts, different lengths of time, from your experience, how do you see the LCMS cherish roster teachers? Bob, let's start with you.
Well, I think our LCMS cherishes our roster teachers in the very fact that we have a cradle-to-grave education system that specifically looks to train professional church workers. And so that dynamic of itself, and then also creating the QNET system and the ability for those that weren't blessed to get an LTD at one of our Concordias, that as they come into our system, they have the opportunity to take those 8 core courses and learn about teaching and teaching the faith each and every day. I also think when you take a look at our Concordias and our system, just being part of a national network is a tremendous blessing because of the collaboration and the collegial relationship that you can have with Christian educators across the nation. And then our synod as a whole just values those workers. There is no church denomination today that supports their workers like we do with organizations like the Concordia Plans, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, LCMS Foundation, you know, the Lutheran Credit Union. I mean, we've got your life covered if you want to come and be a Christian educator in one of our schools.
Josh, what do you have to add?
Wow, I cannot really say it any better than that. Synod sees our educators as and what they do as a vocation. It's not just a profession. They see them as spiritual leaders, opportunity to witness each and every day. And Scripture reminds us to doubly take care of your workers and care for them. So developing, having the pipelines, having the ability to provide retirement benefits, healthcare components, to be able to network you and support efforts, and to be able to train you and provide opportunities for you to grow in your profession and your vocation, and sharing and connecting and witnessing to others and feel confident and supported and valued in that ministry. Synod has done a lot of initiatives over the years to make that headway. And I know as Bob has articulated over his 45 years, he's seen a lot of real intentional processes to make that happen.
Absolutely. And as a part of the Set Apart to Serve initiative, there's a lot of recruitment going on. We're talking about recruiting and forming teachers and new teachers for the schools that need them and for future schools. So there was a teacher ad pilot project. Let's talk about what that actually means. Josh, what is the Teacher Ad Pilot Project?
So it was really an opportunity for us to engage. And in our case, we engaged the metro area of St. Louis to be able to reach out to potential educators that are out there that aren't in a Lutheran school to see if they would want to consider an opportunity in a Lutheran vocation, the opportunity to have purpose to teach, to make an impact in the lives of children. So that was really what it was about. And we really relished the opportunity to encourage and partner with a Set Apart to Serve to do this.
What was your role and what was the Missouri District's role in the pilot project for the Missouri District?
Sure. So looking at the role for us, it was to come alongside and to be the relational end of it, to gather the information that was coming in and to reach out to those potential prospects and to see what their interests were and try to connect them with schools that had openings. And in terms of Set Apart to Serve, they were the ones who put the strategy behind it, the marketing ad that went out, and then kind of gave guidance and best practices of what worked for them. And then we would meet and collaborate on how things were going and to share challenges and successes and be able to turn around and then put that back into our practices and trying to really create that pipeline for our schools.
What did that look like for you in the Nebraska district? What did the project look like and what was your role with the Nebraska district?
Yeah, very, very similar. So my role was the key person to work with the data with SAS as they were doing the ads, giving us the feedback from the ads, then doing a series of contacts to those individuals that responded and trying to serve kind of as the connector or linker to get their information to my schools that would have a need or potentially will have a need in the future.
So let's talk about the audience. Who was the audience for these ads? I think, Josh, you mentioned that this was teachers who are already teaching, who are looking to get into Lutheran education. Is that right?
Yes. So they're trying to connect with those that are in the public school or out there teaching in the sphere that aren't in a Lutheran school to open up the possibility and realm of, would you be interested in stepping in and teaching in a Lutheran school?
And Bob, how important are teachers like this for the Nebraska district, teachers who are already teaching but might be interested in furthering education to become a Lutheran teacher?
Those connections are really important to us. What we're finding is that a lot of educators across America today, while mobility is easy to do, it is becoming less likely that an educator will move to participate as a teacher in a school. And so many times when our Lutheran schools have openings in Nebraska, if we can staff that with a Nebraskan, it really, really, really helps. Of course, our challenge then, of course, is to then bring them up to the level of our called rostered teachers. And that's where, again, we have to be tying into the QNET program, the Colloquy program, so that we cherish that and we bring them into the system and onboard them to make sure they're integrating that faith each and every day into their lessons. We're blessed with a lot of great Christians who are educators. And our Concordias, like Concordia, Nebraska, they graduate Lutheran school teachers and they graduate teachers for the public school as well. And so it's not a big stretch after a period when many of them have become tenured in their retirement programs with the public education system to be looking for a change, looking to get back to maybe a little more freedom in creativity in teaching, and also to be able to share the values that they've had, but haven't been able to publicly share because of their role in public education, to bring them into our system.
Josh, what seemed to resonate the most with this audience of educators who might be looking for something new and different?
I think for them, it was just an opportunity to, as Bob shared, to get back to a little bit of freedom of teaching and values-based education. So, so much has been changing out there in the world today. So if you're looking about impacting lives for eternity and to share the things that you value in life, especially in character character molding, education, morals, values, those types of things. What a blessing and opportunity you have in Lutheran education to be able to connect and to share, to witness, to walk alongside, to pray with those children and those families as they go through it. It's not just teaching like a profession. It really becomes a family, an investment, a connection. And you really get back to that core component. You're not just impacting lives for what's next, you're impacting lives for eternity. And that's a cool thing to be a part of. And that seems to be what is resonating out there of interest.
Is that the same for you, Bob, what you saw that resonated with the audience for you?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing we can't underestimate with this group that responded to these ads, it's a testimony that they know and are hearing about what our schools are doing. And that tells me that our schools are making disciples and being great witnesses in their community, because even the public educators are seeing that and hearing about that and experiencing that. And that becomes then, I want to be part of that. And what makes that different? And of course, we know what makes that different. Our solid biblical truth teaching about Jesus.
Absolutely. Yeah. You mentioned something that you learned from the experience. And of course, when being in a digital ads on social media myself, when you do something like this, you tend to learn something, maybe things you didn't expect to learn. What did both of you learn from this experience of running these ads and gathering people who are interested and now, you know, doing something with all of those leads? What did both of you learn, Bob?
Well, you know, technology and now AI and all of that, some people say, you know, stay away, not good. Others see the value of it. And to see the ability of the back door, the back end of social media that can be used for good, you know, is pretty incredible. And so a new appreciation for all of our techies in our Lutheran schools as well.
Josh, what about you? What did you learn from this experience?
You never know unless you ask. I was surprised of the amount of people interested in education in a Lutheran school. I would not have anticipated the amount of people that were interested. Just in our metro area, to have 424 individuals share an interest in such a change, I was blown away. You never know unless you ask. Mm-hmm. That was really a big takeaway for me.
Yeah.
Where does this type of a teacher ad pilot project, where does it fit in the big picture of all the Set Apart to Serve that we're doing, the recruiting, the forming, the talking about it, the having conversations and the bringing this up in conversations and on social media now with ads? How does this fit into the larger Set Apart to Serve picture of recruiting and forming church workers for the future? Josh?
I think it's all kind of ties together. It's about how do we encourage and tap on the shoulder of the next generation about stepping into education. And this particular initiative is about helping to build another pipeline for Lutheran schools. Where do you see anywhere public school out there where we actually have a pipeline for educators to share opportunities to bring people into the fold to be able to impact lives by educating and sharing Christ with them on a daily basis, that academic rigor and development, curiosity and understanding and growth? You don't. We have it through our called worker component. This is just another fitting, and it ties in the whole thing, is how do we continue to encourage others? It's not just a district issue. It's not just an individual issue. It takes all of us. It takes our school leaders, our teachers, our churches, our congregation members, our lay leaders, our pastors, really helping to raise up the next generation by intentionally tapping people on the shoulder, planting those seeds, walking alongside them in that formation. And just like for me, the pastor going, hey, would you mind going and checking out this college? I believe they have what you're looking for. And so here I am.
Yep.
Absolutely. Bob, what do you want to add?
Yeah, same thing. You know, we're better together. Here was a project we got to participate in, the national emphasis, tapping into national corporations that are great at these types of products. And I just used my time and talent as part of the process. And as part of that process, I was able to now have 440 some names by zip code that I can share with my administrators. Hey, if you're looking for a teacher, check these people out that are in the zip codes closest to you. So talk about a collaborative effort all the way across. That's truly, truly what it was for us.
We've been talking with Josh Schwartz, Education Executive for the Missouri District of the LCMS. Josh, thanks for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Sarah.
And Bob Ziegler, Education Executive for the Nebraska District of the LCMS. Bob, thanks for joining me on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you, Sarah.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve at lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@kfuo.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.